on that tzaddik beis, on the beis at the very bottom. Last line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedolim tzaddikim yoter mimalachei hasharet. You can see that tzaddikim are considered to be more choshev than malachei hasharet from the following thing. Shenemar, Anavi Amar, Ha'anachadi Gubin Arba'a, Sharyan, Mahachim Bagonura, V'chabalo Atibon. We're still in the story of the Kibshan Ha'esh and the various nisim that were done. And so there Nebuchadnezzar is looking at the Kibshan, and there's four men. Of course, there were only three that were thrown in, but suddenly there's four guys wandering around and we're talking, drinking their beer and sitting back and chatting. Nothing's happening to them. The way that the fourth one looked, the appearance of the fourth one was like a malach. What do you mean the fourth one? I mean, the malach sort of stands up front, right? No, not when it comes to Kanani Mishra Vazayi. In the order of importance, the malach comes last. After Hanani Mishael Vazayim, this is the most public thing that could possibly have happened, because the whole thing was meant to be a display of Malchus Bogo, and the entire world is there, and there were the symphony orchestras, and there was that's the way it describes it. The whole thing was done with this enormous symphony, and there they're making this the biggest stadium in the world, and everybody's there, and this is like the most public display of the nace to the Goyim. And as all of the goyim come, and anybody could find a Jew, slap him across the face. I said, "You're such an idiot! I can't believe you actually believe in this garbage. You go to mishtachav al tzelem, mishlokam al karka zeva, then mishtachavim al tzelem. You got to be out of your minds." Miyat patchu v'amul lecha Hashem adzaka v'lanu boshet hapanim, and that's where we have the tefillah there, and it's in Daniel, which implies that it was an outgrowth of those events. That they felt embarrassed, kayom hazeh, that's kayom hazeh, from what has happened in this maisa. Amar Shmuel Nachman Yom B'Yonatan. My Yechiva Marti Aaleh B'Tamar Hazeh B'Son Senav. I thought, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I would climb up on the Tamar. So Marti Aaleh B'Tamar, Elu Yisrael. The Tamar, we know that Tamar refers to that which is completely pure, so that's the lulav is the low lev, meaning goes straight up. But instead, this is v'ochazad b'san sanav, I'll grab onto one of the little branches. Achshav lo alabi adiel asan sanachad off of the whole tamar. All that I ended up with was chanani mishal v'azariah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ma'id echtiv ra'iti alayla, v'hine ish rochev al sus adom, v'u omeid b'ina hadasim asher b'mitzula. And then it continues on, which we're going to dash in the rest of the pasuk the susim that it says over there continues on to say that they were susim srukim adumim and levanim. I don't know if it was important to quote it here actually, but I think it leaves it out. So my ra'iti alayla. It doesn't say ba laila, it's a laila. It doesn't say I want to make this like laila. Al sus adom is a sign of blood. He wanted to turn the world through milchama into blood. כיוון שנסתכל בחנניה מישאל ועזריה, נתקררה דעתו, but when he found at least there was one place where he could feel that he could rely on someone, he cooled off. שנאמר, והוא עומד בין ההדסים אשר במצולה. There he was standing between the hadasim that were in the mitzula, in the how do you say mitzula in English? In the meadow? Swamp is a little bit of a... No, it's like a wetlands we call today.
Marsh
is there, yeah, thank you. The Ein Hadassim El Tzadikim, Shinema Vayu Omenet Hadassah. Sibet Hadassah is a remnant of Sidkis. Vein mitzula ala Bavel, Shinema Ha'omer mitzula Harodi, the Naharotayach Ovish, where there are the Nevi'is against Bavel. So when he says, I say to the marsh, dry up, and your rivers I will dry. So Miyad, Malayim Roges. Immediately, this is now the drush on the rest, on the continuation of the Zechariah Pasuk, the beginning of Zechariah, we say, Yishrochev Achus Adom. So it says, Adom, and then they were not only Adom, but they were Surukim and Levanim. So how does that follow? Initially, when they were laying Roges, so then indeed Nasim Surukim, so they're coated with like, flecks of bloody color. But then they become Levanim. So in other words, the Adumim Nasim Levanim. Otherwise, it's strange to mention Levanim after it says the Adumim. Papa, Shmamina Susya Chibra Male Lachalma. You see from here that if the simon is that the Sus Adom becomes the Sus Lavan in a Nevi'is, and a Chalom is an element of Nevi'is, Zecha B'Shishim Nevi'is, so this is the marker of the idea that a Sus Lavan is a good simon for a dream, which in fact we see in Brochus, the Sus Adom is dangerous, and the Sus Lavan is a good symbol, however. Now, what's very strange is that after this whole Maisa, you would think that Hanani B'Shov Azair would take on central positions in the world. We would hear a lot from them. And this was a tremendous achievement. They're never mentioned again, anywhere. What happened to them? Rabbanan Lahecha Azul, where did they disappear? Omarav Bayin Haram Meitza, they dropped dead right away. Everybody was looking at them. Who are these guys? Wow, they must be tremendous. That's the end. You get your 15 minutes of fame and it's over. The Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says, Barok Tavu. They drowned in all that spit that the Goyim were spitting at the Jews for acting like idiots when they got people, when they got a God that can respond. All they have to do is Kanani Mishal Vazayah. So by causing that kind of busha for Klal Yisrael, it's like we kill the animal that the person is nifsho in order not to be mavayishin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I found this in order to remove the source of irritation for Yisrael, so Kanani Mishal Vazayah died. Rabbi Yochanan says, let's give it a good ending. They made Aliyah. It's almost as bad. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. Israel, v'natsu nashim v'alidu banim v'vanod. You know what happens. You move there, you get so busy with your kids and this, you know, nobody hears from you. Kitanoi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ba'ayin hara meitu. So indeed, we find Machlokes Tanaim, the same thing Rabbi Eliezer holds, they died with Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Barok Tabu v'kachamayim obrim alu l'aretz Yisrael v'nasu nashim v'alidu banim v'vanod. Shne'emar, we could see that they were there, because in the Nevi'is, in the menorah of Zechariah, it says, Shim'una Yoshua Kohen HaGadol, Atavere Achaha Yoshvim Lefanecha, Ki Anshe Mofet Hema. So, who is he referring to? Who are the Anshe Mofet that could have been together with Yoshua Kohen HaGadol? So, Ezo Hema Nashim Shinasu Lehema Mofet, Havei Omer, Zechananim Mishav Azariah. So clearly, there's a reference to them, if we can assume that there were Anshe Mofet at the time of the restoration, so that they must have been living there. But what happened to Daniel? I mean, why wasn't he part of this whole thing? I mean, somehow or other, only Hanani Mishal Azariah were put into this terrible position of needing to choose martyrdom over Yishtach HaVayel Tzelem. What happened to Daniel? Obviously, he wasn't there. So Lechon Azar, where had he gone? Omar Rav, Nebuchadnezzar sent him on some kind of crazy engineering mission, get him out of the way. No, Nahara Rabba Bitzvaria. You know, he gave him some kind of a TVA project, and that was it. Shmuel Omer La'asiyei Bizra Das Pasta. It was nothing so chashim. I mean, he sent him to make some purchases of animal feed. The ikar was, get him out of there. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, these are all tremendous Ramazan dudes. La'asiyei Chazirei D'Alexander Shom Mitzrayim. He set him up to be a pig farmer. He should bring in all of those pigs from Alexandria that had been engineered over generations. These were like the world's finest pigs. And you wanted him to get some out of Alexandria to be able to set up a farm. But says Gemara, is that possible? Any Vatanya to the Sarofi Omer, Ein Parach v'Chazira Yotzeim Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim Shein Chotchim Ayim Shalav Shem Shalot Teleid. Remember, we had before that Tudus says that they never export a chazira from Mitzrayim that can be used for reproduction. They always make sure that they remove the uterus. So how was he going to set up a farm? Well, what he did was zutri aisei below datei. He took like very small ones, you know, that they were. It looks like Rashi learns that they were small, and therefore it didn't occur to them that he was going to raise them and then wait till they were old enough to reproduce. It's a little far fetched if they're, you know, if they're being careful about this. But it may simply be that they were small enough that he could smuggle them out in a suitcase or something. It was below datayu, so they didn't pick them up in the sniffer machines. Turn around on it. Shlosha hayugo taitza. The truth is that there were three components, essentially. That doesn't mean literally that they took counsel together, but there were three interested parties to get Daniel out of there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Daniel there. I'm a native of Daniel Miyaka. I don't want Daniel here. The Lo Lemer B'Sfuteit Natsel. I want Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah to have their moment. And if Daniel is there, everybody's going to say the only reason they were saved was because of Daniel. Daniel was already famous at that time. So get him out of the way. Daniel said, well, I'm getting out of here. Delo L'Kayim Bib, Tzile Olayim T'Zufun Ba'ish. I mean, I know. Because Daniel had reached such prominence that even Nebuchadnezzar considered him to be a god. So the next thing, they find the same thing with Yaakov Avinu. He wanted out of Mitzrayim because they looked at him as a god. He didn't want to turn the Mitzrayim from the Altei Kochavim in the Shemayim. So I don't want to be the one that's going to be burned up over here because through no fault of my own, they're looking at me as a god. Nebuchadnezzar says, let's get Daniel out of here. De lo lemer l'kal ye l'elohei. Benura, people shouldn't say that this crazy king went and burned his own god in the fire. Umanayin desagid, like, where do we know that Daniel was worshipped by Nebuchadnezzar? Tisibadein malka Nebuchadnezzar nafal al anpuil of Daniel sagid, it says Beferish. At that point, Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and worshipped Daniel. Ko amar Hashem tzvakot Elokei Yisrael al Achav ben Kulei v'al Tzidkiyah ben Ma'asaya hanivim lachem b'shmi l'sheker. So says the Lord to, there were two gentlemen who were the V.A. Sheker there, and Hashem punishes, this is above all, Hashem punishes them, and he says that what happens, well, we'll go into the detail, that they will be burned, and they will become, at the time, they will become a symbol of what can happen to a person who goes bad. So continues the pasuk, lokeach mehem klala lekol galut yehuda asher bebavel, lomar, it'll be like instead of saying, yisimcha Hashem k'Efraim v'chum Menashe, yisimcha Hashem k'tzikio k'achav, asher kalam melech bavel ba'esh. Oh, God should only make you like Tzikio and Achav that were sat there, that were scorched on the fire. Over the fire. So, and you'll notice that Achav's name, of course, no relationship to Achav, it's Ezekiel the king. Achav's name is Ben Kulia. Kulia means the guy who was turned into popcorn, right? So they were essentially turned into popcorn. So kloyos are parched grain that shrinks into small little kloyos. I saw an amazing thing, Mom, just yesterday, you know, and then the Allied bombing, the fire bombings, and the Dresden, and those other, wasn't in Dresden, but a book just came out about this. So there was a mice there that from the heat, the incredible heat of the bombing, that people that were trapped in cellars and so on, there was no actual flame, but the heat was such that the bodies of people were shrunken to the size of dolls. Wow. And an eyewitness recounts this horrific story that she finds a kid climbing out of one of these cellars after the bomb is running around looking to see if he can find his wife. He's climbing out with a bucket, and in the bucket are his two parents. So it's like, this is Mama, not some kid climbing.
How do you shrink the bones?
That's what I was okay. I'm sure that they didn't consult you before they wrote the book. It's an international bestseller.
You understand how those mechanisms work?
I don't know. You ever heard of shrunken heads?
Yeah. Yeah, they make the bow themselves.
Do they really?
Yes.
Okay. Right, that's amazing. That publisher didn't figure that out. Yeah. Omer of Yochan and Mishum of Yishum by your side. When it says Kalam, the Kachavisha Kalam, Asher Tafan lo Neemar, El Asher Kalam. So it says over here not that they were burned, which would have meant the least of Sreifa, like for men, either of actually burning them or literally like Sanhedrin did it, but rather Kalam. Says Rav Shimon, by Yochai, is Rav Yochanan quotes Melanich Asa'an Kiklayot. They were made into like popcorn. Yan Asher Asunim Alav Yisrael Vayinafu Et Nishira Ehim, because they performed the Nevalah Yisrael, and they slept with the wives of their friends. Now, I mean, what did that have to do with Nebuchadnezzar? It's Mashma that Asher Kalam Melech Bavel for this. Not that God is saying, I'm telling you that beneath it all, this is why they ended up being killed. Now, that's for the Nevi'ah Sheker, but for the Nivala. So how exactly did that work out? It worked out like this. My other, the Ozel Gabi Barkin and Nebuchadnezzar, these guys were kosher in Bavel. So they speak to Nebuchadnezzar's daughter, who was quite a beautiful young girl. So Achav says to her, Kol Amar Hashem, Hashmi Al Tzidkiyo. You know, God says you're supposed to sleep with Tzidkiyo, the Navi, who's a Navi Sheker, and that'll bring you into the world to come. Tzidkiyo says, well, I got my own message. Kol Amar Hashem, you should be sleeping with Achav. So she goes and she tells the Nebuchadnezzar, getting strange messages from these Jewish Nevi'im. Amar Lah, so he says there's something fishy about that. Eloheim shel elu sonei zimahu. I know that the one thing that their God doesn't like is this kind of business. He also begabeth, so next time they come to you, shadrinu legabai, send them to me. He also begabah, so when they come to her, she says, you have to speak to my father. He said, never mind, we'll go back home. No, it's too late for that. Amar Lah, so he says to them, man amalachun, where'd you get this stuff from? Really, says the Nebuchadnezzar. I asked Hanani Mishav Azai about that, and they told me it's Asur, what you're saying. Omer Lai, so they said, well, Nami Nevi'eo Kivasai, we're also prophets. Lidihu Lo Amarlo, God didn't tell them about this. Lididon Amarlan, but to us he said he gave this prophecy. So the Nebuchadnezzar said, okay, I mean, I just want to make sure that you're on the same level. It's Kanani B'shav Azayah, we'll give you the old test. So, just a few minute test over here. We'll heat up the furnace and see how it goes for you. Amalai said, well, no, wait a minute. That wouldn't really work because, I mean, there were three of them and only two of us, and you need the schus of three people to be saved from the Egyptian age, so it's not a fair test. In Tlatanava, the Anatri. Amalai said, okay, why don't you choose a third guy? Anybody you want. Amalai, Bacharu Lachun, Maida Ba'itabadaifa. You could take whoever you want with you. Omru, so they said, okay, we'll take Yoshua Kohen HaGadol. So they figured, Yoshua has a lot of schutzim, the Nopi Sechute, Migna Alan, and he will save us. So Achtiyu Shavinu, so they throw him into the Kivshan HaEsh. Of course, they're burnt up instantly. Yoshua Kohen HaGadol, his begotten got a little singed. And because we find later in Zechariah, it said, "Vayareini Yoshua Kohen Gadol Mitzvim Malach Hashem, Vayomer Hashem Al Satan Yigar Hashem Becha." And there he is standing in his begadim tzoim. So something was wrong with his clothes. How did he get there? Is there to wear such clothes? So apparently, his clothes had indeed been ruined in this kipsha. So, Omarle, Yadana did Sadikaya. My time, Ahani Bakapurta Nura. So, Nebuchadnezzar is very upset by this. I don't understand. I know that you're really a righteous person. Why is it that your clothes got singed? When Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, they came out with their clothes looking all ironed and fresh and pressed. So, Lo Ahani Bakuklal. He says, Amalei, Inu Tlatavivanakadva. I mean, there's three guys. I'm only one guy. I mean, I can't, you know, can't do the whole thing. I mean, we could do a little bit. At least, you know, I was unhurt. So Nebuchadnezzar said, now, wait a minute. I mean, what about Avram? Avram, well, he was thrown in there. We don't see any indications that anything happened to his clothes, and he was alone. Okay, says Yoshua, but Hashem lo havi rishayim ba'day. It was all alone. I mean, over here I had these disgusting people with me. V'lo ha'siyai v'shusa l'nura? Okay, havi rishayim ba'day. But with me, since I had rishayim with me, it's yai v'shusa l'nura. The flame had kolach to burn, because it burned them. So a melech burned by the gun and that needed special protection. Hainu, d'amre inche. If you have tray, who do you wish? If it's God, Retiva, who do you wish? Retiva. You may have two, dry pieces of wood there. And one of them can't burn. One of them is all wet. But nonetheless, the Yavesh ones end up eventually causing the wet one also to get singed. My time, Yanish, what just happened to him? I mean, what did he do to make this happen, that he should be schlepped into this meisim? What did he need it for? Rav Papa Shahil Banav Nisrim Nashim Shenan Hagunot Lekuhuna Velomi Chabahem. He had children that had married women that were not roy for the kuhuna, and he didn't say anything to them. Shenemar v'yoshua yolavush begadim tzoim. What is really begadim tzoim? Means filthy. I mean, what he defecated in his clothes. V'chidar kosher yoshua lelavush begadim tzoim. Ela melamed shayu banav nisvim nashim shenan agunot lekuna v'lo michadayim. What's tzoim in terms of a kohen? And he was talking about his Yoshua kohen gadol omeid lefana. So for a kohen, that which is disgusting and like waste, is that his children should marry women that can't continue the mile of the kuhuna. I'm Rabbi Tankum, Darsh Bar Kafar B'tzipori. My destiny.
What is the problem with the
Why can't he say? We're not under the same madriga.
We're not on his madriga.
It's an amazing thing from this whole idea that the Inyan is the question of whether something, it's sort of a yes or no kind of thing. I mean, do you exist on a level that these type of things impact you, or they don't impact you, but they impact you? I mean, what we're going to do, like some kind of miracle, which is, they don't impact me, but they impact, I mean, they have a sure to impact. But they don't mean me, but wouldn't be that that's what people are saying. What did Ezra shows to impact? Okay, so it doesn't impact me, but anything outside of me, it impacts it, right? My shingin over there, I mean, what's the fire? I don't see the fire, notice the fire. It's nothing to do with me. I don't live in the same world as the fire. So it isn't the pshat that you're exposed to fire and that goes over, pours cold water on you. That's not my world. I mean, you know, you see me in that dimension, I'm not in that dimension. So that's an either yes or no. I mean, either you're going to be burned or you're not going to be burned. But how does the fire affect your clothing? It's a whole different way of looking at it.
So
my sheish haseorim. What does sheish haseorim mean? I mean, you're talking about sheish seorim mamish? I mean, because he's got kosher boaz, and think about that. Sheish seorim, where boaz is giving a gift of six little grains? I mean, what would that mean? Is it sheish sa'im? Because, I mean, what could it be? Could it be six kav or six lug? I mean, Rashi says it couldn't be that, because in a goren you don't have those measures. They only use a saw. But you could say the pashtus, that that's a lashon zachar, it's a lashon nekeva. It's a shisha. So he's saying that it's a reference to a saw, you could say a chesh saw. But it couldn't be chesh saw. I mean, how in the world is a woman supposed to handle six bushels to get, I mean, if you die, kashali shali to chesh sa'in? So it's got to be that it's not that the gift is the thing, it's that it's a, the gift is a prophecy or a bracha, remez ramazel. She'atidim shisha banim latzeit bimena. The point of a year is that he was giving her 666, you see? So that's the biggest bracha you can get. So what are those things? There were six people that had definitions of the pasuk in six ways of brachas, and they are the following: David, Mashiach, Daniel, and Hanani Mishael Vazaria. David, Daniel. You don't read the signs? It's black and white.
Somebody knows Venza.
David, Dechtiv Vayan Echad Behanyarim Vayomer, Hinei Ra'iti Ben Yishai Beit Alachmi, and then he describes this young man that he saw in Yishai's house. Of course, there's a reference to David. And he is a Yodea Nagain, a Gibor Chayel, an Ish Milchama, a Nabon Davar, an Ish Toar, Vashemimo. Six different things he says about him. This is Doeg who's saying this. All he wanted to do is for Shaul to become jealous of this description. He's doing this beautiful description. So what he was saying is, Yodea Nagein, that means Shiodea Lishol. If you know how to sing, then you know how to ask questions correctly. So very interesting. Well, what's the connection between the two? Revolver has a very nice chat. He says that in order to sing, you really have to feel passionate about something. You have to be misodor about something. To ask, you can't ask casually. Those are the stupid questions. Mm-hmm. So daily show, he knows how to sing. That's what a question really is. He's a gibor, shiyadeh hashiv, and he's an ish milchama, shiyadeh lisavli teimim milcham tashel Torah. So he can really fight his way in the base of Medrash. No von davar, shemivin davar mitok davar. Ish toar, toar is that is mar epanim v'alacha. Hashem imo, means shalacha kamoto b'chol makom. Now, the first part didn't bother Shaul so much, because even though maybe he couldn't compete, but he's or Fakir, maybe he was looking for something that would be in his family. He was saying, listen, I don't have to worry about him taking my place, because Yonatan, my son, can also do those things. So b'kulam amalu Yonatan b'ni kamo, but when he said Hashem imo, he himself didn't have that. Milta to be today, nami lo habibe. He became how do you say that? I never really figured out a good English equivalent. Most definitely not. Cholash date means exactly what it says, that his sense of his own self was damaged. His das became weakened. Because he could not know. It's a sense of feeling that the floor is falling out from under you. Cholash date vaiknayabe.
They need a Prozac.
And he became jealous of him. Because Shaul, we know, the halach was not like him. Because it says b'chol asher yafne yashia, that's the whole Gemara, and we'll see in a moment, but the whole Gemara and Eruvin that analyzes the difference between the one who goes into his learning and the one who doesn't go into his learning. So b'shol k'si b'chol asher yafne yashia, by David it says b'chol asher yafne yatzlia, and that started in motion now the whole business of Shaul and David. Now, how do we know that when it says Echad mi'ana'arim, that's a reference to Doeg? So minolam to Doeg, because it says Vayan Echad mi'ana'arim. Echad, because it says Vayan mi'ana'arim, and Echad means the miyuchad shebina'arim. Uchtiv ha'atam, v'sham ish mi'avdei Shaul v'ayom ahu ne'esar lefnei Hashem. So we see the one that's miyuchad, the abir haroim, the head of the knights, so to speak, is Doeg. Mashiach would find the same six concept of six brachas. Tzachiv v'nakcha alav ruach Hashem, ruach chokma uvina, ruach etza ugvura, ruach daat v'yirat Hashem. Ve'erichu v'yirat Hashem. What's v'hirichu b'yirat Hashem? Says Rabbi Alexandria. Well, this means, so hirichu doesn't mean smell, it means the lashon of reichayim. Reichayim is something that weighs, very, very heavy. Weights, malamit sheitino mitzvot v'yisurim ki reichayim. It means that the Mashiach is loaded down with both mitzvahs and yisurim, like a reichayim that is very powerful, like we would say in the steamroller type of idea. That's our simile in that sort. Rav Amar Dumorach V'Doino, it means v'yirichu. No, it sounds strange, but it means he sniffs using Yirat Hashem. In other words, what he can do is he can intuitively sniff out what the din is, so that he doesn't require normal evidence and so on. It's clear as soon as he sees what's happening. That he does not judge by what he sees. He judges by which is normally Ema Dayan Elamashenav Ro'ot. He judges by what he actually essentially connects to, which is Reach. No, it's more than instinct. It's Reach. The difference between Reach and Re'iah is that Re'iah is an interpretation of data, but Reach is an actual sensual contact with the molecule. So it's a completely different, we sense it differently, and our identification of it is much more powerful than it is with Re'iah. We don't process smell. We directly, and that's why the nose is actually neuron, has actual neurons of the brain in it, and therefore it's a completely different way of being done. Meshapat betzedek dalim vochiach b'mishor le'in ve'aretz. And then we had a maisa like this with Bar Koziva, Molach Tarpin Shnino Paga, 2.5 years. So Bar Kokhba was running his revolution. Mm-hmm. And when he was very successful, Amar lo Rabbanan ana Mashiach. He said to the Rabbanan, I am Mashiach. Wow. Amrulay, so they said, well, maybe. The Mashiach tiv d'murach v'day. It says that Mashiach has this capability of seeing what's going on. Let's see whether you can do that. They tested him out, and he didn't, but he wasn't able to do that. So the Katlu, they killed him. It's interesting, the Ramah learns literally that they killed him, because saying, I'm Mashiach, is the ultimate Navi Sheker. It's interesting. Even though he's not saying it out loud, he's just not saying it. But it's being toe-faced, the mockum, that a Navi is toe-faced plus. So the Mela, somebody claims he's Mashiach, and then isn't, is killed. So Rambam, the Rambam doesn't pass to this whole thing. On the contrary, the Rambam brings the whole story of that Rabbi Akiva believed about Koziva, mm-hmm. and actually was metaltal his fruitcase for him and so on, right? So and at the end he says that he failed and then he was killed by the Goyim. So what does the Rambam do with this? With the sugya, right? So, okay, so some say that it just means that there's this part of the same machlokas that we had before. If you hold like Shmuel that ain bein olam hazeh yimot haMashiach ela shibud malchiyot, so then murak v'doyin doesn't refer to Mashiach because that would be already supernatural, and therefore the Rambam since l'shitas since l'shitas, so the Rambam passes like Shmuel all over that he says the fair ain bein yimot haMashiach. So then he held that this Gemara wasn't going, I'll leave it to Shmuel. But I just learned the pshat is that when they saw, not the Katzlu, they killed him.
He was killed.
When the Chachamim saw that he didn't have really what Mashiach needed, they stopped paying attention to him, which took away all of his chashivas, and he became vulnerable. And then the Katzlu, the Goyim were Katzlu. But the Ramah learns literally that the Katzlu.
Either way,
like
it's
pretty in Bechar,
he's
dabbing for
him full force, and then he's killed, so then the Sosa's reduced, and then by something is
killed. You're saying, what doesn't address?
If the
Rabban
gave up,
Rublazar
wouldn't be dying.
Okay, that's a good question. The Neo Karani Mishav Vazaya all have this Mila also, because we know that Nebuchadnezzar, in his search, What made him choose Daniel Chani Mishael Azariah? So the truth is, he asked for He said, I want you to bring from Judea, I want you to bring these type of kids. First of all, they have to be totally unblemished. So they ma'eh, maskilin b'chol chokma, yodei das, mevinei mada, v'asher korben, lamodei chalamela. So this is six different dargas that he was looking for and found. And these were, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, with Daniel, were found as a result of that choice. Obviously they had Shisha, these Shisha Devarim. And then we'll teach them, Lamdam Sefer Lashon Kastim, and then they'll become part of our civilization. Now, what does this mean, Asher Einbem Kol Mum? They don't have anything wrong with them on their bodies. Omer Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Afilo Kriyda de Kusilta Lahavibu. This means, literally, means that they never even took blood from them to leave a little mark where they never got their vaccinations. There ain't no TB mark on them. And when it says Asher Koach by him, Lamod Be'echal HaMelech, Amr Rebbe Chama, Rebbe Chanina, Malam Yishayu Onsin Et Atzman, Min HaSchok, Min HaSicha, Min HaShina. When it says that they have the power to stand in the Echal of the King, in those days, you didn't sit back while the president gabbled and watched TV and so on and something. There was no discussion of Dvarim Batalim in front of a king. You didn't open your mouth and it would have been a gnai, says Rashi. Shall I use gun? You can have the Secret Service people with telling dirty jokes in the background, like they do today. This is Malchus. So they weren't allowed to have any type of laughter, not more battalion. They weren't able to sleep. They had to stay on in the presence of the king, or the king may walk in. You have to be on duty, stand straight. Umami diba latram b'shash nitzachim l'mikveh, and there's no bathroom breaks. It's tough. Midnei imatam achutz. Vayiyum vayhem midnei Yehuda, Daniel Hanani Mishael Azariah. Omer Rabbi Elazar, when it says midnei Yehuda, means all of the above. Daniel Hanani Mishael Azariah are all from Yehuda, and this ties into, this is the Sheish Tzaorim, that they're all going to be descendants from this union of Boaz and Rut, whereas Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says no, Mibnei Yehuda Daniel Kama Hanani Mishael Azariah. The Bnei Yehuda isn't saying they're all from Bnei Yehuda. It says Daniel, yes, it was Bnei Yehuda, and then Mishael Hanani Vazari. They're from other Shvatim. Umibanecha Asher Yitzu Mimcha Asher Tolim Yikru Vayusir Yisim Beichal Melech Bavel. So. But what does it mean when it says your children, the children of the Malchus, will be Sirisim? What is Sirisim literally? Well, what is the Sirisim? Rav says yes, Sirisim means Sirisim Mamish. Rav is usually Rav's approach is that if something could mean something literal, then he always learns it as meaning literal. Rabbi Chanina Amar, no, it means that they were Goreim, the Schanani Mishael Vazariah, were Goreim Shenistarsa Vadazara Biyamein. Essentially, They went and undid Avodah Zarah in their days to the Maisa of the Kipshan Ha'esh. So they were, oh God, what's another word? Not castration.
Just
emasculate. Perfect, yes. So Avodah Zarah was emasculated. It no longer had any chaos to do anything.
That's the
plastic
is to tell
Chris Field
that it's an onish. This is
fine. I mean, at the same time, it's always like that. How come the same place where you're saying you also give over the dark? So now, wait a second. But in terms of fitting this in with the setting overall, if you hold Bishlam Laman Yavashinis Tarsav, the Zorah be a mayhem, so then it makes sense that when they were in the Kipshina Aish, so it says v'chabal lo itibahon. There's no wound on them. Is when they were watching them walking around, they're perfectly okay. Now, somebody's castrated isn't perfectly okay. So the mandam of sirisim mamash. Why does it say v'chabal lo itibahon? Oh, come on, that just means chabal de nuram. We're not giving them a CT scan over here. I mean, all it's saying is that the fire is not affecting them. Obviously, we're not giving them a clean bill of health. But what about reav nur lo adat bon? That's isn't that what's referring to the fire, it says the fire, the smell of the fire, didn't affect them. But doesn't that mean that the first thing was actually that they were given a clean bill of health? No. There's two issues. Does the fire burn you? Or at least there's the damage, the smoke damage. This is the same. Neither were they affected by the fire in terms of being burned. No, that's it. There was no smoke damage. They walked out perfectly okay without even a smell of fire on their clothing. Now, Bishlam Laman Yomish Nistarsav, what does Rabbi mean? If you learn, not like Rab, that it was a simon to the emasculation of Avodah Zarah, Hanid Echsiv Kol Amar Hashem Lasarisim, Asher Yishmuru Et Shabtotai, so the Rebbe was talking to Sarisim that will keep my Shabbos. Okay, so that's very nice. That's a reference to those who were Zocha, that Nistarsu, Avodah Zarah, Biyameihem, and all of Yisrael now were viewed as being on a darga, and I should keep Shabbos. And, okay, so that makes sense, but if you're going to tell me that the word Sarisim means literally that they were castrated, why would the Torah call people then? What do we say? Well, so says God to his castrated ones. Sounds crazy. It's got to mean that it's a mila. Yes, and hava habibahu. The Torah can refer indeed to the element of those of you who live to see Avodah Zarah being emasculated. Okay? And it doesn't mean that there wasn't the other Indian, that it's even a reference to Sarisim. Well, if you learn that they were actually Sarisim, then that whole Nevi'ah of Yeshayahu makes sense. Then it says, obviously it's a reference to castration. If it says, I'll give you something better than children. I mean, what does that have to do? If they're not Sarisim, what are you telling them better than children? It's got to mean literally that they were Sarisim, doesn't it? So Lamar Yamish Yisrael, but that's not Yemeir. If you're going to learn that it only means a remez to what happened to Avodah Zarah, why is Hashem saying Tov Nibanim Mibanos? No. This means that these people who suffered in the Golas and whose children were killed in the course of the Golas, and now they are survivors. So they're saying they're survivors from the camps. Their entire family was wiped out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to them, Tov Nibanim Mibanos, that we're going to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash and we'll put in there things for you that are greater than the children that you lost, is what it's saying. Yibanim shayulam kvar v'metu. And when you say shame olam etenlo, asher lo yikareta, how does first get a shame olam? We're talking to Daniel, Chananya, Mishael, Azariah. Amar Bitan kum dorish bakapar b'tzipori zet sefer Daniel. It's talking about Daniel that's called Daniel. So if we call the book Daniel, that's a shame olam to have a chelek of Torah that is called by your name. Because Mirti, kol mili de Ezra, we have a whole book called Ezra. But the truth is that Nechemya ben Chachlaya Amrinu, it's Nechemya ben Chachlaya that said all of this. And it's all, remember, we don't have in the Tanakh a book called Nechemya. That's a Goyish thing, that they start from the words of Nechemya. They call it a separate book called Nechemya. To us, that's just Ezra. It's all part of Ezra. So why was Nechemya, who was the one who said everything, why was the book called Ezra? So Nechemya ben Chachalia, my time alo ikris sifra ashme. Why wasn't his book called in his name? Omri mirei barab, mipnei shehi chizik tova la'atzma. Because he considered himself to be a good guy and looked at what he did with pride. Shenemar zachra li elokai letova. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember me for good. He says, these are all the good things that I did. The person who does all those good things and thinks he's great doesn't have a name at all. What do you mean? But David said, zachreni Hashem b'tzon amecha, kogdeni nishua secha. And so, well, it's the same thing. So, I mean, it can't be such a terrible thing, is it? David Ratamehutikaboy. David was asking that Halavai Hashem, you should be zochem me within Klal Yisrael, Kishon Amecha, Patrini Shuasecha. Here he's giving a list of things. This is why I deserve to be. And the truth is, I forgot who points this out, but the truth is that, I don't want to say, I'm not sure who said it, but he said, Zachrali Elohai, which is Midas Adin. And David says, Zachreni Hashem, Ritzon Amecha. Therefore, one is Rachamim. He's asking Zachreni Hashem and Rachamim. And he's coming beside Adin. I deserve to be treated in such and such a way. Rav Yosef says, that's not why. It's the reason he doesn't have a name is because it's because he put down the people that came before him. Because he says the Farish, when he's talking about how great he is, the governors who were before me and had positions and call Yisrael, they took taxes and they made life tough for them, and I was very nice to them. The Kumeam Belechem, the Yayin, Echad, and Kesef Shkalim Arbaim, and so on. And this includes everybody, even Daniel. And Daniel was Gadol Mimenu. Rafal Daniel Shah Gadol Mimenu. Siper. He talks about him as if he's better than Daniel. How do we know that Daniel indeed is Gadol Mimenu? Because it says, V'ra'iti ani Daniel, the Badi, et hamar'e, v'anashim ashar yu'i mi, lo ra'u et hamar'e. So only I, Daniel, was offered to see this vision. The people that were with me didn't see it. Aval charada gedola nafla alehem. They were seized by terror. Vayibruchu v'echavei, and they went and they hid under the bed. So now, who were the anashim asher ayu imi lo ra'u et hamar'eh? Manu anashim. Who are these anashim that were on a darga that they should have seen him at this time? You expect the guy to see him? I mean, obviously not. So if he says something, means he was with people that were on the darga that should have been able to see this Mareh. Who was that? Zechariah, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, because they were Nevi'im. And he would have expected that as Nevi'im, they would have seen the Mareh that he was looking at. But they didn't see anything. So you see, therefore, that if he's even greater than Chagai Zechariah Malachi in this thing, certainly he's going to be greater than Nehemiah. And yet, Nehemiah talks about it like, well, you know, these guys didn't know how to handle the people. I'm the guy that knows.
Nehemiah was
not a Nevi? No, it's not a Nevi. Neither was Daniel. This wasn't Nevi, it was a vision. But real Nevi'im weren't able to see it. As we said, Inu Adif Minevi, Inu Adif Minayim. They were greater than he, but he was greater than them. Inu Adif Minayim, in the sense that Inu Nevi, Inu Adif Nevi, I mean, he wasn't a Nevi, Daniel. And therefore they're greater than he is. But in a sense, in this mindset, you are the Binayim. He was greater than Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the Yu Chazah, Vinu Lo Chazah. He saw this vision, and they didn't. So if they didn't see it, why'd they get so scared? My kind of Ibus, why were they filled with terror about this? Well, it's a subconscious. I mean, I forgot the Inu Lo Chazah. Sometimes you may not know something directly, But mazalayu chazi, the mazal of the person, is subconscious, may be aware of things, and at least the emotional impact of that is left on the person who doesn't know what he's seen, but nonetheless he has seen it on some level, and it's actually a duplicatable physiological thing, because if you separate the two sides of the brain, you find that one visual field that doesn't have any processing, any conscious processing, will have no idea what's in that visual field. If somebody asks you, and you're no idea, but you know when it has nothing to do with your conscious mind. So you'll fill out, if you're asked to put a drawing together as to what's going on, you'll take into consideration the information without having to say that it's there.
Some people advertise it.
No, that's a different.